Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The biggest idiots deserve the big, bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Time to get shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS, 105.7 The Fan. Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
My shovel goes to this groomsman that gave a horrible wedding gift. Depending on where you stand, it would have made me laugh, personally. I've already said the favorite gift that I've ever received, which is still very disgusting, was my grandmother, when she had no money, kept asking me what I wanted for Christmas. And I told her I wanted crotchless panties. And she kept yelling at me for saying it. She's like, tell me what you really want. So I wouldn't tell her because I knew she had no money. And she took a pair of her old bloomers and cut the crotch out of them. Stains and all, dude. Put them at the bottom of my stocking. And when I reached in there, I was like, what the hell is this? I pulled this out. And I was like, oh, my God. And immediately I was like disgusted and uncontrollably laughing.
Wait a minute. Hold up, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Folks, this is not television. This is radio. So Jeremy had his index finger and his thumb on both hands as if he was picking something up.
Holding him
and
out.
He held him up, and his arm, his fingers were wider than his shoulders.
My grandmother had a big fat ass. What do you mean to say?
Okay. Just making sure you knew what you were doing.
Nana. You know, nanas, a lot of nanas have a big old dumper back there.
See, I'm black. We don't have nanas.
What do you have?
Big mamas.
Big mamas. I don't even need to say anything there. So anyway, that was my gift, which it's still my favorite gift and the most disgusting thing I've ever received. And why do I say it's my favorite? Because it genuinely made me laugh uncontrollably. This guy decided to he gave them a paperweight, but it's made out of old toenails and glue. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how long you have to save.
Yuck.
That many toenails, or if you had people that kind of pitched in, but everyone laughed, but the bridesmaid thought it was so disgusting. She said, a literal aged yellow nail fell off and onto my floor from the paperweight. Like, everything's not even locked in. Like, nasty toenails are falling out and everything. She said, he's always giving me the creepy vibes, and then when I opened his gift, it just confirmed everything I thought. To my favorite couple, your husband was such a gross dude in college. He always clipped his nails all over the dorm, he revealed. But the letter only got worse. He was talking about it. So he decided to, he said he's been saving them for 8 years, almost as long as you two have been dating, just to give it to him when he finally got married. Kind of a funny gift, but very disgusting. I got, by the way, I got iced on my wedding. And then also someone bought me a Smirnoff Ice and gave it as a gift as well. So then I had to send a picture back of me shotgunning that thing. Anyway.
All right, my shovel goes to the people that are trying to get me to confess. Listen, when you ask me to confess something on social media, you do realize that's a public confession. Like, it's one thing to joke about the whole thing. Oh, look at this, R. Long. But it's another thing if you really think I did it and you're wanting me, you're asking me right there on Twitter. So it is you, Rob. Time out. No, it's not. However, you do understand that this, if it was me, this would be a confession to vandalism.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a confession. Like I think people don't understand that social media is real. Like, some of the things you put out there, like, dude, it doesn't go away. It's me saying yes, it's me.
But why?
That's a confession, man.
Why are you winking at me when you say this, though?
Because I want to throw people off. I don't want people to know it is me.
Look, I know for a fact that R. Long, they're not all, Rob.
Isn't that a public confession?
Well, some of them
no.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I got that recorded.
Some of them are, but there's a lot of copycats out there. You'll know the real R. Long when you see it.
How do you know?
Huh?
How?
Because you'll see it, the ones at the gas stations,
uh-huh.
It's how he spells it. If it's spelled R-L-O-N-G, then that's him.
So how the other ones spell?
I haven't seen any of those yet, but I'm sure they're copycats.
But no, you're allowed to do that to gas pumps, though, because everybody put those stupid Biden, I did that stickers on there, and they never got in trouble.
But
so.
Who's going to say, I did that, though? R. Long hasn't gotten in trouble.
Just because, R. Long is a group of people
just
now.
Just because no one gets in trouble doesn't mean it's okay to do,
no, Joe. It's like when Banksy makes a new painting, everybody gets excited about it. It is vandalism, but at the same time, they're like, oh, that's so cool, we're not going to do anything
Who?
About it. Banksy.
Yeah.
Banksy?
The artist.
Oh, yeah.
He's like he'll just go find a wall and then put something else up there.
Didn't he sell a piece of art that people didn't realize they paid millions for it, and then it disintegrated? Like, it burned up?
I don't even know if he actually sold that. I didn't think he sold anything.
No, but I think it was donated. Like, the money went to charity or something. There was something that he did where something was sold, and immediately after they bought it, it disappeared. Like, burnt up or whatever. That was part of the whole gimmick of this thing. Yeah. Do you see it anywhere? It was Banksy. I'm almost sure. Maybe I have to look this story up. I could have dreamt this, too.
I was dreaming when I wrote this. I don't know. You go into the spaceship a lot. I'm sure there's some hallucinations.
Yeah, but when you clear out that third eye and you open it, you start to see other things.
But do you find people try to get you to say things on social media? Like, they ask you about your coworkers and things. Like, dude, this is social media.
I say it all the time. People, like, whether they're bashing someone else at the station, I don't like when I'm tagged in someone else getting bashed.
I don't like
because
that either.
I'm obviously not going to respond. Even if I didn't like the person, I wouldn't respond.
Sometimes I just untag myself. You ever do that? Like, especially on Facebook, just untag yourself.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, I just untag
myself.
Seems
like too much energy for me.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. And I'll piggyback on something y'all said about walking a dog without a leash. Man, first of all, it's a law, and I don't care how docile the dog is. You don't supposed to walk around without a leash. I was in downtown Baltimore on Baltimore Street at the University of Maryland Hospital. There's a couple walking down the street with this big ass, like, looking Irish wolfhound type dog, and it wasn't on a leash. And I done seen too many things where, like, a squirrel come by and the dog runs at it and runs in the street and almost gets it. They supposed to put the leash dog on a leash, people.
Hey, I couldn't agree with you more, man. Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah, I got a text from somebody saying that the art that was sold, after it was sold, it went through a shredder. Like, unknowingly.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember this?
Yeah. So as soon as they bought it, it just dropped off the canvas and went into the shredder.
Yeah. See, so it was Banksy artwork shredded after selling at auction.
How do they know?
It sold for $25.4 million.
That's so confusing,
No. That
though.
One sold for $1.4 million.
Because no one knows who Banksy is. So
I
where
do.
Does the money go?
Banksy's R. Long.
If that was true, Rob would be like, actually, that is me. Thank you.
That's got to kind of be cool to be known.
No,
because
Banksy
known.
Doesn't want to get paid. It's all charity. He doesn't get the money.
Well, he makes money.
But he doesn't get that money. It's charity.
One of his pieces of artwork sold for $25.4 million. He's got to have money somewhere.
Maryland's second highest rated recruiter is signed. We'll talk about Derek Queen at 8:30. But on the other side, Jonte Porter. Some said that he was, I guess, the punishment didn't fit the crime.
That's Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll talk about it up next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB, NFL, NCAA. Get it all right here. 1057 The Fan.
H17 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
This song came out when Suarez made his first major league start.
That's messed up.
That's a great story, man. Got a lot of gambling going on.
A lot.
What, like this whole thing with Jonte Porter, and as I said before, Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, there had been a story that he had gambled millions before he even got to the Raptors, but none of it was on basketball. It was on other sports.
Right. Which I never believe.
So
I never believe.
Yeah. So the task at hand and what happened was there were some unusual underbets on a game that he left early.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of his friends were betting it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. They did their investigation. And this is what I think should happen if you are.
People are saying he should get this, he should get that. First of all, let me say this. According to people, you shouldn't always get a slap on the wrist. According to people, because if you'd have given him a 2-year ban, they would have said 2 years was too much. A 1-year ban, 1 year is too much. People want to be punished or want you to be punished the way they want to be punished if they're in that situation, because they probably are. They want you to have mercy on the person in front of them because they're probably doing the same thing. I got this on Facebook yesterday when someone said, you know, that was too many years. And then I sent him a copy of the actual punishment, the way it said. You get, the commissioner has the right to give you a lifetime ban. That's the punishment for the gambling. You knew that before you gambled.
Yeah.
You knew it.
The only way that this is, in essence, a bad look, and I'll agree with some people out there, is that the NBA and other professional sports have gotten in bed with gambling. And the first year that you do this and then this happens, then yeah, it does kind of, it's a very ugly look for the league. And this is after we've had stories of point shaving in college. We had games get flagged in college football. And then we've also had the documentary that came out on Tim Donaghy and the things that went on with him and other officials. So, yeah, it's not a great look. And look, I'm a gambler. I talk about gambling. I love it. This is part of the problem you're going to have. I've always said I think Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame. We know what he did. But with Jonte Porter, I have no issue at all with the NBA saying no.
We're not letting you play anymore.
No, we're not. Because, like, there's no
the integrity of the game.
Yeah.
The integrity. And you have to do this because you are also in bed with gambling. Someone was like, well, you know, well, there was a commercial played for gambling right after the story. So what? So. We do car commercials. We don't tell you to go steal one. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, you don't abuse it. We do beer commercials. We don't tell you to drink and drive. You know, it's yes, gambling is legal. So if it's legal and the league can make some money off it, they're going to make money off it. Meanwhile, in the back office, they're telling the players, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't bet on this sport and don't bet on any sport when you're on our facility. Those are the rules. You can bet. Jonte Porter could bet. He was free to bet. He just couldn't do it on his sport. That's all. All the other sports out there bet on those sports.
But he also got caught for basically, you know, like I said, he left the game early. All of his friends bet unders on his props. And just to let everybody know, Jonte Porter's not a guy that you're typically, he got to start some games because of the injuries for the Raptors. So that's why his name started to pop up as a guy you could bet on. And then they completely took advantage of it, according to the story.
The story is he bet on his team to lose. How much was that, Joe? Did he bet?
He placed an $80,000 bet that would have won $1.1 million.
And he took himself out 3 minutes into the game.
Yeah, claiming illness. When they saw that, the bet was frozen and not paid out. And the funny thing is, though, he bet on his team to lose three times, and they won each time.
So,
but
karma.
You bet on your team to lose, Jeremy. You take yourself out 3 minutes into the game for illness. You are screwing with the integrity of the game. You don't deserve – playing sports is a right, not a privilege. All right? A privilege, not a right. I'm sorry, the other way around. It's not a right. It's a privilege. If it's a right, then you and I would have been playing professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a privilege. Well, they can take that privilege away from you. It's like driving. You know, you don't have a right to drive. Driving is a privilege, which could be taken away from you. And I just think the league did the right thing. It sends so many messages to people behind him who might think that they can do the same thing.
You have to make an example out of certain people so this doesn't come up again. Like now anybody that does it knows there's the threat of being out of the league for the rest of their life.
Mess around and find out.
Yeah.
He messed around.
He played a stupid game.
He got stupid prizes.
Now go play overseas and see if you can do it over there. Go, you know, find something else. Go play in the Big Three or the tournament. Jump on one of those teams. And it's sad because Jonte Porter has some talent, and now that's all gone. I'm not telling you he would have been, hell, even his brother, but like, could have made a name for himself in the league, played 10 years, lived a healthy life, and not had to worry about finances anymore.
Well, all the bets that he made, he only made like $22,000. So he threw away his career for $22,000.
But he took a chance.
That's why they call it gambling.
Yeah. And look, it's, you know me, like I talk about this. It's all part of our life. Whether we want to talk about marijuana, alcohol, gambling, hell, I'll even throw prostitution and some of the other things that go on in
that's
there.
That's still not legal.
No, in
Nevada.
In Nevada, you know, outside of Vegas. But, like, so with all those things, these are all things that were always looked down upon or frowned upon at one time or another was illegal, maybe is illegal now. But once you find ways to tax it and they can make money off of it, we're seeing more and more things are becoming legal to do. And with gambling opening up, you're going to have... Just the same way, like with when alcohol was, you're going to have underage drinking, you're going to have people drinking and driving, you're going to have people doing things that they shouldn't be doing. With gambling, you're going to have the same thing. Just is the same thing. Cigarettes, you're going to have underage kids smoking. You're going to have, you know, all kinds of things that are going on no matter what it is. But you have to lay the law down like this so it doesn't happen again, or you hope it doesn't happen again.
410-583-1057 is the number. Big press conference yesterday by the Baltimore Ravens as part of their voluntary workout. Jonas Schaefer will join us at 9:15. You don't want to miss that. But on the other side, Derek Queen is officially a Terp. How big is he to this program moving forward? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn. Sponsored by IG Burton Buick. Experience the new Buick at IG Burton Buick. 105.7 The Fan.
No, it's
yo,
not what
BIP,
you thought.
Let's kick
it's not
it.
What you thought.
No, it wasn't.
This is pressure. Rip off. Rip off.
They're not the same song. Remember, he explained it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doom, 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 da, doom, doom.
Yeah.
Not doom, 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 da, doom, doom.
Derek Queen is officially a Terp, Maryland's second highest rated recruit in modern era. He goes behind Diamond.
Oh, you're talking about Diamond Stone?
Diamond Stone, am I right?
Yeah.
I think Diamond Stone was number one of all time. Let's hope he doesn't go the same route as Diamond Stone.
No, there is one really funny thing about, did you see the tweet from the kid that's transferring in from South Florida?
Oh, yeah, that's Bruno Fernando's cousin, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, so they helped get him here. And then his lab partner said, hey, I got a question. Is he going to help me finish this assignment? I'm being serious. Will someone please answer that they have a group assignment?
Oh,
and
no.
He's transferring out. So am I going to have to do this whole damn thing by myself? But I
said
like
cousin. Some of my friends on the where you're from.
Yeah.
Cousin.
Cousin?
Yeah. From my cousin.
Really?
Yeah. Is that like Levin?
No.
Levin?
Cousin.
No, Levin's
Lem. Levin. It's not Levin. It's... See, it's Lem. Just let it go. Lem.
It's like Nolens or Louisville.
Yeah.
Levin. Blair. Anyway, the point is, I think Kevin Willard did a really nice job of getting some pieces in here for this season coming up, and it leads to another level of excitement, whereas last year we were going, what is this team?
At the beginning of the season, I was not a good guy, a Kevin Willard guy. I thought he was a big part of the problem. And then I start watching this defense play. I'm like, and I came to you. I said, I think I texted you one night.
Yep.
Like, I don't know if Kevin Willard's the problem. You can't coach defense like this and not have coaching talent.
You had shooters that weren't hitting shots.
Exactly.
You had, basically, I feel like there was a lot of, hey, if he can't get it done and he can't get it done, meaning you're two big players,
right,
who's going to show up? And you could see how upset a lot of the guys were and why the transfer portal was open. They just weren't great fits.
And I think on top of that, you have a situation where Reese can now maybe play that four position, that stretch four, and get ready, Jeremy, for the NBA.
Are they going to let him shoot from the outside?
If he works on it. Nothing, you know the best way to let a coach – have a coach let you shoot is stay in school, work on it, and let him see you working on it and let him see you get better at it.
Well, that's like,
that's how he gains confidence in you.
A lot of people didn't talk about it, but Steph Curry's last year at Davidson, his coach let him run point quite a bit.
Yeah.
And really let him work on his ball handling to get to the next level, to be a part of his game at the next level.
And one of the things that probably gave his coach confidence to do that was he saw Steph
work ethic.
He saw him working at it. I mean, that's just how it is. You got to show me you're working. Don't tell me you're working. Let me see you working. And I mean, I tell my players that all the time. We're going to open the gym doors. I see who comes in. If you don't come in at all, don't tell me next year you're ready. I didn't see it. And if you're working on your own, that's fine. When we open the gym doors, come in and let me see the improvement.
What you've been working on.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think Reese's dumb. He's not dumb. Well, he's from a basketball family.
You know, like I do, a guy can go into the gym and be there 2 hours and not do enough.
Do nothing.
And you can go in there for 30 minutes and get a ton done, depending on, you know, what your work ethic is, what your goals. Like, some people like the BS when they go to the gym, and that's fine. But, like, it's the same thing in basketball. You can come in. Are you playing one-on-one the whole time? Okay, maybe you get better in some aspects of the game, but do you get better at maybe putting up, I don't know, 300 shots, 200 free throws or something, or 500 shots? You know, like,
they talked about the amount of time Kobe Bryant used to spend in the gym. He spent that time in the gym alone.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing pickup basketball. If you wanted to come in and work out with him, fine. You wouldn't do what Kobe was doing.
It's an interesting thing, because to me that's a sickness, but it's a good one. Where, like, he was so focused on something that was the most important thing to him, and he needed that. I do too. Like, it's to play ball and just put up shots by yourself and do that over and over again. There has to be a love or a sickness to want to get better, because I think the whole thing about Kobe was one of one, because he didn't want anybody to be better than him, and there was already somebody he was chasing in MJ, which, you know, like, we have these debates all the time of who's the greatest, but. Like, that work ethic, the story they told with the Redeem team, mm-hmm. when Carmelo Anthony's coming in from partying all night and Kobe's getting up to go to the gym, and he's like, I ain't doing that.
I thought Kobe was already at the gym.
They were in the lobby. Okay. He was already up on his way to the gym, and they're coming in from partying.
See, here's the thing, though. They didn't have a game that day. So the story is not criticizing Carmelo Anthony. It's not at all. I have no criticism of Carmelo Anthony and company at all. This is what young men do when they're in other places and they got a lot of money to do it. That's what they do. The story is about, as you just said, the sickness of Kobe Bryant. That's what the story is about. The story is not looking down on anybody. The story is how special that cat was. That's what it is. And you fast forward to Kevin Willard. There's a reason these young men are coming to him. I don't know what he's saying to them, but he's working his ass off right now. And my respect level is 180 degrees different than what it was last year this time. It is. He gained it. Again, when I saw this team buy into playing defense, you got guys who don't play defense buying into playing defense. I saw some of these guys in high school. They weren't great defensive players.
Yeah.
But they bought into Kevin Willard's defensive system. And that started turning me, because I'm a defensive coach. Start turning me a little bit. And now you're seeing the recruits come in. I'm telling you, Maryland may be turning this thing around. Maybe.
See, and I'm excited to get to see these guys and how they mesh together. Like you're talking about, with bringing in Queen, there's a lot of different things you can do with Juju and Queen. Mm-hmm. Now you have size. You have definitive size. Mm-hmm. Like, one of them gets in foul trouble, different things you can do there. And then on top of it, some of the other players that they talked to, that they're – they've already, you know, gotten the fold. They look like these are players that can really fit Willard's system. I mean, you're going to need guys that can knock down outside shots. Right. It's going to happen. But there was a lot to look at this team and go, man, it's just not fun to watch.
No, they weren't. They weren't. It wasn't appointment-setting television.
Unless two you're things, just a Terps fan.
Two things make it appointment-setting television. Names and winning. Names will bring you to the party. What keeps me winning, because you start hearing all these names and you're curious, so now you want to watch or maybe even go down there, just because you're curious. But if no productivity, like, just names. But when they start playing a fun brand of basketball, that keeps you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's something too. Like, it's one of the things. Like, if you love the sport, like tonight, or for example, I was going to bring up. The Orlando Magic are going to be playing the Cleveland Cavaliers in the postseason.
Right.
It's not going to be fun basketball for a lot of average basketball fans.
Why is that?
Because it'll be a slower game, more defensive-minded. It's not going to be fun, like, watching these guys get up and down the court. And to be fair, you do have some stars on those teams, but if it's a slow-it-down game, you're probably not going to see them to the fullest of their ability. But that being said, that's a game that I can't wait to watch. It's postseason basketball, so you know I'm already in. But at the same extent, you know, even though it's postseason basketball, there's a lot of people that won't tune into that game that'll tune into other ones because it's a little Lakers-Denver. You want to see what happens between those superstars, right?
Yeah.
This is one where it's like two kind of teams that aren't sexy and aren't exciting in Orlando, who's on the come now. They're one of those teams that are going to get better and better with the young talent they have. They just need to find that other piece to go along with Wagner and Banchero. But But again, that's kind of it's a boring series for a lot of people. But I'm a basketball guy, so I want
to
see.
Not really boring to you.
No, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, if you're trying to get the others, you need to have something exciting to watch, not just people that are fans of the Terps.
I say this all the time. What are there, 71,000 people at M&T Bank Stadium, Joe? 71,000? How many of those people you think are diehard football fans out of 71,000? You'd be lucky if it's 50.
Yeah.
Be lucky if 50,000 are diehard football fans. The rest are there for the event. That's what they're there for, because the Ravens are still an event. Oriole Park at Camden Yards, when the team is bad, you have 10,000 people there, right?
Yeah.
Those are your diehard baseball fans. When they're 30,000, yeah, you know who the 10,000 are. They've been there the whole time. The Orioles had to be good enough to bring the other 20,000 people there. Same thing with the Terps. You know, you won't fill, you're not going to fill your stadium with diehard fans. You're not going to fill your arena with diehard fans. There just aren't enough of them.
Yeah.
And you fill your arena and your stadium when you become the place to be.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I think that's all part of it in the growing of it. Like, for example, Virginia plays a boring brand of basketball, right? But they win. They win quite a bit. They've been a perennial tournament team. They've let you down. They won a national championship, which really helps put it over the top. Winning cures everything. People will remember when the Ravens played a really kind of boring brand of football?
Did it win on national TV?
Yeah, like defensive minded games. Do you like winning 13-6? Do you like winning 13-10? And fans were like, oh, I love defensive football. No, you've convinced yourself you love watching your team, and that's the brand they play.
Yeah.
So you're into it. But you can't tell me if your team was out there scoring 35 points a game, you wouldn't be happier.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's more fun to watch. And I'm not taking out the hard hitting. Trust me, I love defense just as much as the next guy. But there's reasons why all the rules are changing to help the offense.
410-583-1057 is the number. Matt in Baltimore. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Kind of got a little shovel here. Jeremy just kind of struck a chord with me and reminded me of the game the other night. I forget who it was, scored 159 points in basketball. I don't like how they are pretty much changing the game, like football with you know, weakening the defense, all for points value. You know what I mean? Hey, trying to get it geared toward the offense.
Matt, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question real quick. Have you stopped watching because of that?
Football? Yeah, I honestly, I was just telling my supervisor, I really don't watch football anymore. I kind of, grit my teeth to get through. I do. I just don't enjoy it as much.
That's the thing. As long as you're watching, they're not going to change. They're going to keep changing and catering towards the others that they're bringing to the party, knowing that us diehards aren't going anywhere. Jonas Shaver joins us at 9:15, but on the other side, O's Twins. O's brushed out the broom with some guy we hadn't even heard of until recently. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Taking sports to a whole new level. 105.7 The Fan.
Me, I'm super fly. Super duper fly. Super duper fly.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're talking. This is my favorite Missy Elliott song. This is my favorite one.
Well, we're giving away two tickets to see Missy Elliott Out of This World Experience on August 1st at CFG Bank Arena, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now. 105.7 The Fan is a proud partner of CFG Bank Arena. 410-583-1057.
There we go.
To get your tickets, caller number 5.
I don't know, 5?
5.
Baltimore Orioles. Man, they would have messed around and swept the Minnesota Twins. 9-game hitting streak for Cedric Mullins. Walk-off 2-run smash yesterday to end that game. First walk-off home run of his career. He did that, of course, against the reliever for the Twins. Griffin Jacks was on the mound. Someone told me, I didn't see it, didn't notice it. He said, you can see it from the camera, the center field camera. Griffin Jacks walked off the mound before the ball went over the fence. Is that right, Joe?
Didn't even look at it.
He knew it.
He knew it.
That's got to be a terrible feeling for him, a great feeling at the plate, but I think a lot of pitchers, we've seen that before where they don't even turn around. It's just like, I like the one where they hear the crack of the bat and their hands go to their knees.
Yeah.
And like, oh, this is going to be a long one.
Yeah. I wasn't a pitcher, but in fall ball, I pitched the game. My coach asked me just to give him 2 innings. And this one guy hit one from so far. As soon as he hit it, I just looked at the catcher and said, give me a ball. Give me a ball. I don't think the batter was out of the batter's box yet. Give me a ball. That one ain't coming back.
Rob, I was at a softball game. This is a rec softball game, okay? So it's supposed to be fun. It's co-ed. And we had a guy that was pitching. A guy on the other team hit a home run so far that it hit the backstop on the other field.
Wow.
And so the pitcher yelled at the guy, you'll never hit one like that off me again. And the guy's like, it's slow pitch softball. How are you going to control that? This cat threw the ball over the backstop. He rolled the ball to him. That's, you know him, though. I'll tell you who it was.
That's crazy.
I'll tell you.
It wasn't Kinsales, was it?
No.
Okay.
So hey, he got kicked out of the game. He got kicked out of the game.
That guy's super petty. That guy you just is super. I can believe that.
You'll never hit one off me again.
I can totally believe that. Someone who will hit a lot more off a lot of pitchers is Gunnar Henderson. Mm. He's really turned it around lately. He struck out twice yesterday, but nobody cares. He was 2-for-4 with a home run, a solo home run in the first inning. He's up to .288 on base percentage, .346. His slugging, Jeremy, is .603. This guy is slugging .603. Man, he is, what's that, a .949 OPS.
Jeez.
.949 OPS, man.
Look, we said it in the beginning that it might be a little early for it, but this guy's going to be competing for MVPs.
Yeah.
It might not be a little early for it.
Real quick, folks, you can stop calling. We've already given away the free tickets. So if you're dialing right now, tickets gone. Sorry.
You don't know how much I want to go. What's that, Joe? We've got 4 more pairs?
No.
We don't. We don't.
One more day of giving away tickets. Try again tomorrow.
We don't.
He hates it.
Ryan Mountcastle up to .317. He went 2-for-4 as well.
Yep.
Ryan Mountcastle was starting to resemble the Ryan Mountcastle in the minors, where he was not only a power hitter, he was arguably the best hitter in the organization.
Yeah, we'd always hear about the power numbers, but again, it's one thing to hit for power. It's also another thing to hit for average and power, which makes you one of those guys you want to have in the lineup every single day.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the difference in what you see, or at least what we expected from Gunnar, Adley, and then now Jackson, which we haven't seen that yet, but if Mountcastle can start doing that, then he becomes, and he already kind of is, an everyday player.
Right.
But you know, there'll be certain times where you're trying to get bats in the lineup that he'll get a day off.
His last year in Norfolk, he batted .312, on-base percentage .344, slugging .527. 25 home runs, 83 RBI, 35 doubles. Mm. You know, he's starting to look that way now. I mean, last year he had the
Vertigo,
and he missed some time. He only played 115 games. But in 115 games, he had 18 home runs, batted .270 with 21 doubles.
Do you have any concerns about Santander?
No.
I don't either. It's early. Like, you know, when guys have a bit of a track record, you almost kind of give them a little bit of a longer leash. You just hope that the whole pressing thing doesn't start. Because I think in baseball, it can happen more than a lot of other sports because you fail more times than you win in baseball. But, you know, when you get to that point where you're failing way too, and you look up at those numbers like, damn, man, I'm hitting .200. I think that stuff can weigh on you and you can start pressing a bit and make decisions you normally wouldn't make.
Well, here's why pressing is more relevant to him. This is a contract year. That's why pressing. He had a home run yesterday. It was a shot. But pressing is more relevant to him than other players because, you know, this is it for him. This is that contract year where someone can say, well, I know what you used to do, But what you're doing right now, and I think baseball GMs are smart, but yeah, you're right. I mean, last year he batted 257 with an OPS of 797. I think he wants that OPS over 8, maybe close to 825, 830 to really get that money. But 28 home runs, 95 RBI, which was a career high for him last year, that's the hitter you kind of expect him to be moving forward.
Absolutely. So, and, you're hoping you're getting that, especially from both sides of the plate. But again, he's one of those guys, too, that we're talking about the logjam in the outfield. That could work itself out with Santander not being here. But I don't want that. I want him here. He's one of the few guys that I like, especially switch hitting, that can hit in the middle of your lineup, mm-hmm. doesn't hurt you defensively. I like it.
You got three starting outfielders when Hayes was out there who were all Gold Glove finalists at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Santander, 2020. Cedric, what, 2022 was it? Or 2022?
Yeah.
And last year, Austin Hayes. So, when the season began, you hit three of them. This defense is pretty good, man. The standards are real high defensively on this team. Brandon Hyde said that when he took the job over back in 2019. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jonas Schaefer joins us at 9:15 to talk Ravens, but on the other side, one of the worst things that can happen to an employee possibly happened to a former NFL coach. When you leave, not only without approval, but you leave and you get bad-mouthed by them.
Yep.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.